The European Commission said today it was pledging almost €400 million of additional aid to Lebanon to help with the post-war reconstruction and political and economic reform. Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora is in Paris today at an international donors meeting just one day after deadly protests to bring down his government crippled the country. Philippa Hitchin reports on how the current situation in Lebanon is affecting the Christian community more than any other.
The ongoing battle by the opposition is not just dividing Lebanon, it's also dividing the Christian community there. Although the majority of Christians support the pro-Western government, one Christian faction is supporting the mostly Shia Muslim opposition.
Today, unfortunately, the situation is very tense in Beirut and because of the demonstrations. And the church is trying to play an important role in bringing people together so that they would avoid the violence that is happening now, and in particular to try to build some bridges among the different Christian factions that have now different political affiliations.
Issam Bishara is the regional director for ROACO, the Vatican agency which aids the Eastern churches, such as the Maronite Church in Lebanon.
This is a very important role for the church to play, particularly in the absence of Christian political leaders who can bring the Christian community together. The church in Lebanon is taking this role and is doing its best.
An uneasy calm has now settled in Lebanon, but it may not last long. Opposition leaders are promising more protests in the coming days. I'm Philippa Hitchin.